Praise the Lord. The topic has been titled Goshen, and I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 45, verse 9 to 11. I want to read about Joseph, and Joseph is a typology of Jesus. So what Joseph said mostly also reflects what Jesus would have done. So Genesis chapter 45, reading from verse 9. Let me read from verse 4. I want to believe the Holy Ghost says something for someone from verse 4. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourself for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will not be plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now, hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me. You, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute.'" May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Goshen, what better time it is to trust God than now? You see, when the world is covered with much confusion, at the time of the Israelites, where this Genesis was written, there was famine in the land, there was confusion. They needed help, they needed a land of salvation, a land where they can be kept safe. And Joseph was in the right picture to save them. Joseph was the champion and the one who had the right character that God saw usefully for his generation. You see, he did not blame them for the troubles that happened. He did not blame the government. He did not tell them, "You are the one that sent me to this place to suffer and to die." No, Joseph saw the whole process as God set up for something great to happen in his life. So at this time of uncertainty, at this time of pandemic and of confusion, you can begin to position yourself by first of all knowing that it may not really be the hand of God causing sickness and trouble, because God is good. He doesn't bring sickness on people. But you can trust God that even through the process, God is setting you up for something great. God is bringing you into a place where you will know Him deeper and better, where you will experience His mighty hand. You see, many people make the mistake by first of all blaming themselves or blaming people or blaming the government, blaming the economy. No. In every process, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, God is working in every details of your life for something good, according to His good pleasure. So I trust God that He is working through all the process, even through this pandemic, through every delay, through every challenges you may be facing. Just like Joseph faced many troubles in his life, but God was setting him up for something greater. I love how Jesus put it in John Gospel chapter 16, verse 33. He said, "There will be much trouble in the world, but do not be afraid, because I have overcome the world." What Jesus is saying is that, do not be afraid, I have got the antidote to the troubles of the world. So if you come to me, whatever trouble may be in that may be in the world, I have got the antidote, and I am here to administer it to you. And I am trusting God that as we preach this word today, every trouble you are facing, the antidote will be given to you by the power power of the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was such troubles the Israelites or Jacob and his sons were facing at a particular point in their life, and the Lord intervened. He brought them into the land of Goshen. Now, what is this Goshen? Goshen is a symbolic land that describes fertility, prosperity, and security. I will make you to dwell in a land of fertility, even though the land has been cursed. The whole world has been cursed. There is no rain, there is famine. I will cause you to dwell in a land of prosperity, even though you dwell in a place where people steal and people are attacked, are being attacked. I will make you to dwell in a land of security near me. Are you hearing God telling you today that despite the pandemic, despite the trouble of the world, I will make you to dwell in a place near me, a place where there is fertility, a place where there is prosperity, a place where there is security. You see, Goshen is a symbol of where God's people live near to Him, and God secures their welfare from the prevalent evil in the world. So no matter what is going on in the world, this reality, this Goshen reality is true, and I trust God that it will be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God for the promise of His word. Hurry and come to the Lord now. The Lord will cause you to dwell in the land of Goshen, of fertility, prosperity, and security, a place that is near Him, and He will provide for you, your children, and everyone that is around. Despite that the world may still suffer more pandemic and more troubles, the Lord has promised security for His own. Now, Goshen became even more illustrious in a time when the Egyptians turned against the Israelites. They were staying in their land. The Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So the Israelites were staying in Egypt, but they were not of Egypt. The Bible says again, the Hebrew women are not like our women, the Egyptian women, for they give birth before we showed up. The midwives confirming the power of God's word working in Goshen. I believe it's a reality. They were in Egypt, but Goshen was set apart. Let's read somewhere in scripture to confirm the truth of God's word of what used to happen in Goshen. So let's read from Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. He said, "But on that day I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. No swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. The miraculous sign will occur tomorrow." The Lord deliberately brought a distinction to the land of Goshen, not because Goshen was originally a fertile land, but it was because the people of God dwelt there. So that's why I say Goshen is a symbolic land. Wherever the children of Israel would go, that place become a Goshen. That place becomes set apart. Now that is how God relates with them. It's not just the plague of flies. All the plagues that came, like in Exodus chapter 9 verse 4, there was a plague that attacked the livestock. All the livestock of the Egyptians were dying, but the livestock of the Israelites won't die because they were at Goshen, a fertile land close to God. They were near to God. In Exodus chapter 9 verse 26, the same thing happened. The Lord said, "I will exempt Goshen from the hailstone." Hailstone was striking. It was happening all over Egypt, but the land of Goshen was kept saved. What a marvelous God we serve. This reminds me of the testimony of Job. In fact, it was even Satan who confirmed this very testimony. In Job chapter 1, 19 verse 10, the Bible says, and Satan, talking to God, he said, "Haven't you built an edge over Job and all that he has?" Wonderful. Job himself did not know that the Lord has secured him. Even Job did not know that the Lord has built an edge over his life and over everything that he has. He thought it was by his sacrifice. But Satan said to God that Job is serving you because you have built an edge, because you have kept him safe. My friend, do you know that the Lord has put his angels charge over you? My friend, do you know that Jesus' blood is speaking for you? Do you know that the Lord has kept you safe already. I don't know if you believe in the reality of this Goshen experience we are talking about. If you believe that there is a place where you can be nearer to God and God's Shekinah glory will keep you safe. So why are believers not manifesting this reality? This is something we need to explore about this Goshen experience, because believers manifesting this reality is key to the agenda of evangelism. In the Exodus chapter 8, verse 28, look at what happened in verse 28. After the land of Goshen was exempted, Pharaoh said, "I will let you go to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God in the desert, but you must not go very far. Now, pray for me." You see, the evangelism became very easy when the Lord began to distinguish his people, and his people are walking in that distinction. In the book of Malachi, the Bible also says that I'll put a distinction between those who fear the Lord and those who do not fear the Lord. You see, when those who fear the Lord are walking in the grace, in the blessedness, in the unmerited favors of Christ, there is this quick distinction and quick evangelization of the unsaved world, because they see the light shining brighter. The scripture says that they will come to the rising of your brightness, to the rising of your light. When they see the light, they will begin to come to you. And it is so simple. It is so simple. It will become easy to teach people when people are sick and you are healthy, when people are hungry and you are having what it takes to take care of them. You know, when they came to Jesus, he has bread to give to them. And sometimes they even came, he would tell them, "You are coming to me not just for the word, you are coming because of the bread." Never mind. Jesus will feed them, Jesus will preach to them. How easy it is to evangelize when the children of God are really manifesting this Goshen experience. Even Pharaoh himself said, "Pray for me." How many people in your neighborhood, how many people in the world will come to believers and say, "Pray for me"? I remember where the word of the Lord says that it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord shall be lifted high above every other mountain, and people will lay hold onto their brother and say, "Please lead me to the mountain of the Lord. We'll follow you. Lead me to the mountain of your God." And that is the thought of God today, that people will come to us and say, "Please lead me to your God. Lead me to your God." But the key will be when believers are manifesting this reality. And that's why we are discussing Goshen today. How can this Goshen experience become real? Are believers experiencing it? Yes, many believers are experiencing this Goshen. Let me give you an example. I was discussing with one of my brothers, and I said, "Do you know, despite this pandemic and the complaint, if you check it, we spent more this year than any other year. We even spent more getting things, getting favor and being blessed this year in the pandemic than any others. But when we spend our time looking at the trouble, listening to people crying about the pandemic, we become ungrateful." Now, it's not that everything was perfect. No. There were troubles. Job issues, no job, salary being slashed, travels, you know, things becoming very much expensive. Yet, favor settled many of these things. Yet, blessings were rising up, and the money we were able to get and spend was far more than even other years. That is the work of God. You see, that is the Goshen experience, where people are begging, are asking for handout, are asking for palliative. You have something to give. When people are crying, you are able to smile and say, "God is good." May this be your experience too. Do you know, in this pandemic, people are getting jobs. People are losing job. People are getting job. May you get your job. You know, some people are prone to say, "Oh, there is no spouse for me out there." I don't believe that. Let Goshen be your experience. Believe there is a spouse for you. Believe there is a job for you. Believe there is enough financial resources for you. Believe there is prosperity. There is fertility in the land for you. Believe this because you are in the world, you are not of the world. Believe this because God is making distinction between Goshen and Egypt, between the people who are with him and people who are not with him, between those who fear God and those who do not fear God, between the light and the darkness. Believe this. So why are believers not manifesting this? We are going to look into some few things here. First of all, we're going to look at lack of knowledge. And quickly, I want to say, when we talk about lack of knowledge, the cure for lack of knowledge is what? Having knowledge and obedience to God's word. You know, about knowledge, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They did not perish because they don't have the strength. They did not perish because they don't have the academic qualification. But they perish because they lack knowledge. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. It is knowledge that makes the people of God to be saved. Amen. If you do not have knowledge of God, you will be in the rat race like people of the world. You will be struggling. You will be crying. You will be trying to amass wealth because of knowledge. And you know what? The devil will kill you because it's out to get you. What God wants of you is for you to get knowledge. And that knowledge is the knowledge of His word, and to obey it. Another reason why many believers are not walking in this experience is fear. Even Job said in Job chapter 3 verse 25, he said, "What I fear most, what I dread has happened to me." It means that Job, for the edge around Job, for the Goshen experience of Job to be broken, fear came in. Fear is one of the major reasons why people cannot walk in faith. Fear is one of the major reasons why believers cannot stand courageously on the word of the Lord. The devil will cause a lot of things to shake around us. And when these things start shaking, when hope start giving way, we'll allow fear to come in. And fear is a gate breaker. Fear is edge breaker. Amen. So the cure for fear will be confident courage. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as the lion. If the King of Kings has promised you something, I think you should be courageous in Him. The no wonder the Lord told Joshua to be bold and courageous. So for fear, you will need the confidence courage to stand in the gap, to stand even when things are not going well, and speak like Job. I know my Redeemer living, even if it will be on the grave, even if it will be on the earth, the grave at the last time, the Lord will stand for me. In other words, my Redeemer will save me from the grave. Another reason is disbelief. And when the cure for disbelief is faith. If you are always in disbelief, you cannot walk in the light of the Goshen of experience. All these things I've talked about, there's a lack of knowledge, fear, the disbelief, they make believers to confess wrongly. And when you confess wrongly, you experience wrong things. You know, we are talking about why are believers not manifesting this reality. I've itemized some things. They will be in what I will say now as I was through. First of all, Goshen was once open to the Israelites. A period, they were walking in a period of grace and they were experiencing God's blessing. It was a physical reality, something they could touch, something they could feel. But the agenda of God shifted at a point into spiritual realm. Then God's agenda of salvation extended to cover the whole world. You know, before it was just the Israelites. But now God's agenda of salvation extended to cover the whole world. From that instance, when God's agenda covered the whole world, Goshen became a spiritual reality. So I want to say again, the present Goshen we are talking about is a spiritual reality. For God to make it reach everyone in the whole world, it must be a spiritual reality, not to gather them in one place, to keep them separate from the world. You know, when Jesus was praying, He said, "I am not asking you to take them from the world, but I am asking you to keep them safe." Wherever you are, it becomes a Goshen. So your Goshen, I reiterate, is a spiritual reality. Now, you see, Jesus introduced us into the spiritual reality of Goshen. He puts it this way in the Gospel of John chapter 4. He said, "The Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and truth." Now, before the disciples will be commissioned to go out finally, He ensured that they receive of the Spirit. Until date, Jesus ensured that every believer drink from the same spirit of blessing that rested on Abraham, the same spirit of blessing on Isaac, on Jacob, on Joseph, on Moses, on Peter, on Jesus Himself, on Paul. It is the same spirit that we drank from. Now the blessing that is in Abraham, the blessing that works for Jacob, is now on every believer because we drank of that spirit in our baptism. Praise the Lord. You see, now you have the dynamic power of God, the generating force of God living inside you. Now, Paul puts it like this when he prayed for the Ephesians. He said, may your imagination be enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling and the power that is at work in you. Ephesians 1:17. You see, you need light in your mind. You need light in your imagination to know the kind of power you carry, to know the kind of power you are manifesting. See, some of us, we do not know that power. We do not know the spirit we drank from. The Bible says in Ephesians that that power we carry, the power of the Holy Ghost in us, is the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. So anywhere you are, the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is inside you. It is a resurrection power. It is a generating force. It is able to generate. It is able to cause things to happen. He said, out of you shall flow, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. John 7. It flows rivers. It's a generating force. Now that is the blessing, the spirit of blessing that makes anywhere you are to become a Goshen. The Lord has placed it like that. He placed the Goshen inside of you that you will be able to produce it. So if you dwell in the knowledge that Goshen is just a land, a portion for some special people, for some men of God, you will not get there. If you think Goshen is something you will touch, something you will feel before you believe, you will not get there like Thomas. Even when Jesus was with them and they were touching and feeling, many of them did not believe him. Now, if you are in this level of knowledge that Goshen must be touched before you believe, you won't get it. You must switch to this next level that Goshen is now a spiritual experience and you have drank of that spirit of blessing that is in you. Before Abraham will place his hand on Isaac and call the blessing upon him, pass the spirit to him. Isaac passed the spirit to Jacob. Jacob passed the spirit to Joseph, and the blessing flowed in their line, in their lineage. But this day, through Jesus' death on the cross, the blessing of Abraham has come unto the Gentiles. Galatians chapter 3, 13, 14. The Bible says it became a cause that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The blessing, the spirit of blessing, is now upon every one of us. Amen. The spirit of blessing in you makes you a principality, makes you a power wherever you are. It's a matter of time. You begin to generate power. You begin to generate energy of blessing. You begin to generate energy, changing things, causing things to turn around by your confession, by your faith, by your confidence, your boldness. You will stand in the gap. When things are not right, you begin to prophesy. You begin to prophesy. It's a matter of time and things begin to change. Praise the Lord. So it makes you to produce Goshen reality wherever you are. You have to believe what I'm saying to you. Why? Because this session of Goshen reality is described like this: be it done unto you according to your faith. It is no longer according to the faith of your fathers, like the Israelite experience. Or it is no longer according to the faith of the man of God, where you will stand and the man of God will just come and proclaim blessing on you. No, it is according to the level of your faith that the Goshen reality of fertility, of prosperity, of security, of warfare, of protection can be your personal experience. Do you know that some Egyptians had the Goshen experience because they believed the word of God? If you look at Exodus chapter 9 verse 20, because of time we just go ahead. The Bible says that some officials of Pharaoh who feared God and heed his word took their servants away from the field, and they were not destroyed by the hailstone. They were exempted because they obeyed God. Some Israelites who refused to obey God, do you know their servants will die? Do you know their flocks will die? Knowing God's word and obeying it is key to having the Goshen experience. In Exodus chapter 11 and 12, we read of the Passover experience, how instructions were given to them, how to eat the Passover, how to eat the flesh of the lamb with bitter herbs and smell the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. Do you know the Israelites who failed to obey that command, who looked at Moses and said, what do you mean by the angel of death? What do you mean by placing blood? Are we occultic people? Do you know when the angel of death passed Egypt, it will affect them? And for those who are in Egypt, who heard what God said and they fear God and they ate it and they put the blood, God will pass over them. Praise the Lord. God does not show favoritism. There is no favoritism with God. If you have faith, it will be unto you according to your faith. Obeying God's word is key. Obeying God's word is key. So, what makes your Goshen experience to be true is how you know and you heed the word of God. To the level you know, to the level you will obey. So, you have to open your heart to know God's word and to heed God's word. Goshen experience is real, irrespective of the happenings around you. You are not permitted to live your life according to the happenings. You are only to believe and confess God's word. When they went out to spy the land, some reported giant, but Joshua and Caleb reported God's word. They refused to see giants. They saw opportunity where others saw giants, where others saw destruction. They saw opportunity. What are you seeing? What are you confessing? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, do not call conspiracy what these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. The one you will fear is the Lord Most High. Is similar to the rhema word the Lord gave to me to survive the challenging situation of this present time. In Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, it says, though the fig tree does not bud, and no grapes on the vine, he said, though the olive crop fails, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. That is the rhema word for me this present time. I have to exult in the Lord. I have to rejoice in the God my salvation. So let God become your experience. Let God give you the knowledge, the right word to confess, the right word to live by. Why? Because your faith is the only reality that holds at this time, in this Goshen experience. Your faith is the only reality that holds. Every other situation or circumstance is bound to fade away. They are not real when faith comes. Only faith is real. Faith is the reality. No circumstance, no situation in this life is real. Only faith is real. The Bible says, even heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God, which is the anchor of our faith, which is the generator of our faith, will live forever. Praise the Lord. So hold on to your faith, no matter the hard circumstance around you, no matter how long the negative situation tarries. Hold on to your faith. In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 9, the word of the Lord says, if you do not stand in your feet, you will not stand at all. So this is the time to stand in your faith. Your faith produces your Goshen experience because you have direct access to God by grace. Praise the Lord. So what do I do when it seems like my faith did not produce the right results? First of all, I acknowledge that I am growing and I will continue to learn and grow while on this side of eternity. I refuse to get weakened. That is one thing I do for myself. I refuse to get weakened in my feet. Yes, I do feel sad. I do feel down once in a while. But I quickly rise up again. And I will start believing for the next thing. I learn. I assess myself. And continue to have faith for the next big thing. Faith is a lifestyle. There is no stopping. There is no going back. I keep pushing. So continue to live by faith. Many may be the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. You would have said many was there with the affliction of Joseph. He was a slave, he was a prisoner, but the Lord delivered him from them all. It will be your experience if you hold on to faith. Many may be the challenges you are facing right now, but if you refuse to doubt, if you continue to stand in your faith and patiently wait on God, this Goshen reality will become your portion. This Goshen reality will manifest around you. I believe in giving birth like the Hebrew women. I believe in being exempted from calamities and death by the bloodline of the Lamb of God. I believe in prosperity, that the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I believe in deliverance because the word of God said, he has set me free from the dominion of darkness. I believe that the best of the world is reserved for me, and I believe it is reserved for you also in Christ. So in the midst of present challenges, do not panic, do not be afraid. Draw near to God. You are God's beloved and near to Him. God Himself will keep you. God Himself will provide for you. Don't settle for less. No. Believe for the best. It is your portion. And may your dwelling be a Goshen experience. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. The Goshen experience is real. The Goshen experience is real. I want to bless the month for you. I want to bless the month with the word that the Lord has given to me. Why don't you just begin to exalt the name of the Lord for the power of His word? Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Please worship the Lord. Worship the Lord wherever you are. Celebrating now for His word. Celebrating now for His word. As you are thinking about this word, I want you to be thanking Jesus. I want you to be exalting Him. He has given you the right word for the season. He has given you the right word for the season. Come on, tell Him how much you believe in Him. Tell Him how much you appreciate Him. Tell Him how much you know that He Himself will come true for you. Exalt Jesus. Father, we praise you. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for this word, the Goshen experience. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. It is a reality. It's our portion. It's our portion. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I turn my Bible to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. This is one of the rhema word the Lord gives to me. And as I'm standing here to proclaim His word, I want you to key into it and be blessed too. For when He speaks to one, He speaks to all. Based on your faith, it shall be done to you. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 17. We bless this month of October. We bless the rest part of this year. As somebody said, the year must obey. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 17. For this is what the Lord says. You will see neither wind nor rain. Yet this valley will be filled with water. And you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. Other versions say, and you will have enough to drink. The Bible says you will see neither wind nor rain, but your valley will be filled with water. The valley of expectations will be filled with blessings. The valley of challenges will be filled with blessings. You will not see rain. You will not see wind. Scripture says, he that look at the weather will not plant. Brethren, we are not waiting for wind. We are not waiting for signs. We are not waiting for signs of blessing before we believe the Lord. So why don't you just lift up your voice and say, Lord, the fig tree may not bother, but I rejoice in you because you will save me from this present situation. I don't know what you are passing through, but we want to bring the Goshen experience into your house. I don't know what you are passing through, but I'm prophesying the Goshen experience into your life. Now just begin to talk to God according to Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Say, Lord, even though the fig tree has not budded, Lord, even though the grape is not in the vine, I have come to exalt you. I have come to rejoice in you because you are my Savior, and you will save me from this situation. Go ahead and talk to Him. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, yes, the fig tree is not budding. Yes, there is no grape, oh Lord, but I know you do not need the budding to give me figs. I know, oh God, that you do not need the grapes to give me wine. Scripture says you even turn water to wine. Lord, I am waiting on you today. Jesus, you are my Savior. I put my trust in you. You will give me wine without grapes. You will give me figs without it budding. I put my trust in you. Even the olive, even the business may fail. Even the economy is failing. Lord, you will give me abundance. For the Bible says, you fed the 5,000. Lord, you are able to feed me. Lord, you are able to give me all the resources I need. Go ahead and pray according to 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 17. Say, Lord, I am not seeing wind yet. Lord, I am not seeing the the rain yet, but I believe you will fill my expectations with blessing. But I believe in miracle that you will turn things around for me. Come on, go ahead and prophesy into your life. So there is no rain, there is no wind, but let my valley be filled with water. There is no rain, there is no wind. Let there be a turnaround in my life. There is no rain, there is no wind. Let the blessings of the Lord overtake my family. Lord, I do not wait for the rain. I do not wait for the wind. I wait on you, Jesus. Manifest your miracles today. Manifest your miracle in my life. Mention that situation and ask the Lord for a turnaround. Mention that situation and ask the Lord for a turnaround. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as I stand in faith, believing in the Goshen experience, I prophesy over the life of everyone under the sound of my voice today, listening to this message this moment. I declare over your life that though you have not seen the wind, though you have not seen the rain, your valley of expectation shall be filled with the waters of blessings. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim over the situation in your life that has become like the fig tree that is not budding, that has become like the olive tree that is failing. I prophesy over you that Yeshua HaMashiach, the God of our salvation, will come true for you. I prophesy over your life a turnaround. I prophesy over your life in this month a turnaround. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life in this month, no wind, no rain, but you will see water. No wind, no rain, you will see water. The Lord, who does not wait for rain to give water to his children, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will cause favor to come your way. You are highly blessed today. You are greatly loved today. You are extremely favored today. I proclaim it is your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. And in our Goshen experience, O God, I begin to pray your word in Psalm 91 over your children. That scripture says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Father, we say of you today, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are the God in whom we trust. Surely, Father, you will save everyone under the influence of my voice from the fowler's snare. Lord, from the deadly pestilence of this day, you will keep them. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings, O Lord, we will find refuge in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, your faithfulness will be our shield and rampart. Lord, we will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Lord, we declare by faith, we stand in faith today, that 1,000 may fall at our side, even 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today that we will only with our eyes observe the punishment of the wicked in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you because you have put your angels in charge of us. They bear us in their hands, will not even dash our feet against the stone. And we thank you because we trample upon snakes and scorpions and over the lions and the cobra, and nothing shall by any means harm us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare, O God, over our lives, that you yourself, Lord, you will rescue us. We declare you have rescued us. Even before we raise our voice to pray, Lord, you answer us. You deliver us from every trouble. You honor us because we fear you. And with long life, you will satisfy us. And as long as we live, we will continue to see the salvation of the Lord. Blessed be your name forever, our God. I declare you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.